ओम मौनो व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्त्वं द्युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुधाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्येतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमतितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुम् उपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम् सतां प्रसंगान् मम वीर्य संविदो भवन्ति हृत्कर्णरसायणाः कथाः तज्जोषणाद् आश अपवर्गवर्त्मनि श्रद्धारतिर्भक्ति अनुक्रमिष्यति भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग ऐन्द्रियाद् दृष्टश्रुतान् मद्रचनानुचिन्तयाः चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभिर्योगमार्गैः। भगवान कपिल वासुदेवा इज डिस्क्राइबिंग अबाउट द बेनिफिट ऑफ साधुसंगा, हाउ साधुसंगा टेक्स वन ग्रेजुअली टुवर्ड्स द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ एंड अल्टीमेटली लीड्स टू जीवन मुक्ति ही आत्मज्ञान बिकॉज ऑफ सत्संगा द सीकर हियर्स द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड हृत कर्ण रसायना कथाः ब्यूटिफुल एंड विच आर नेक्टार लाइक दैट टाइप ऑफ स्टोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड ही हियर्स देन ही गेट्स श्रद्धा इन द अपवर्गवर्त्मनि इन द स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ then ratihi bhaktihi anukramishyati he delights in the glories of the lord and he is devoted to the lord then his mind and sense organs comes under his control and all the energies are spent in spiritual life only when mind is under the control of the seeker naturally the mind is involved in spiritual practices then bhagwan continues असेवयायं प्रकृतेर्गुणानां ज्ञानेन वैराग्य विजृंभितेन योगेन मय्यर्पितया च भक्त्या मां प्रत्यगात्मानं इहावरुन्धे। वन्स माइंड डेवलप्स डिस्क्रिमिनेटिव पावर नेचुरल कॉन्सिक्वेंस इज व्हाट वैराग्य प्रकृतेर्गुणानां असेवया बाय अवॉइडिंग सेंस प्लेजर्स Vairagya vijrumbitena jnanena by renunciation gained through viveka shaktihi mai arpitaya yogena by the practice of spiritual sadhanas as an offering to me mam pratyagatmanam iha avarundhe the seeker attains me who is his own self through Atmajnanam in this very life itself. How he attains me? Bhagavan uses here the word bhaktya. The word bhakti should be interpreted according to the context. How bhakti takes one to the self-knowledge? Here the bhakti means what? Jignyasu bhakti. In many places the word bhakti is used in Bhagavatam and Gita. According to the context, one should understand whether it is karma rupa bhakti or vichara rupa bhakti or siddha bhakti. Karma rupa bhakti means what? Pujas, pilgrimages and rituals, upasanas, all are karma rupa bhakti. Vichara rupa bhakti means jignyasu bhakti, jnana vichara rupa bhakti. Then siddha bhakti means jnani bhakti. So here Bhagavan says, ultimate result of sadhu sangha is atma jnanam, jivan muktihi. The process is like this. Sadhu sangha leads to kathashravanam. Due to kathashravanam of the Lord, he develops shraddha in moksha marga. Because getting shraddha in moksha marga is very, very difficult thing. Getting shraddha in any other pursuit is very easy because the benefit is tangible. Getting shraddha in money, in wealth is easy because it is tangible. Once it comes in your life, so many things comes in your life. Mixie, grinder, fridge and car, so many things comes. So naturally shraddha in money is very easily attained. But shraddha in moksha marga is very difficult. One should get conviction. One should get conviction that this is going to fulfill my life. So once shraddha comes, naturally rathi comes. Mind dwells and revels in that pursuit. Then bhaktihi, devotion, dedication comes. Then naturally viveka comes, vairagyam comes. Then yoga, yogyata praptihi, jignyasu bhakti, he develops. Then atmajnanam. So purpose of human life is, by all scriptures you find that this atmajnanam is the purpose of human life. Atmajnanam in the sense of jivan muktihi. Gaining freedom from wanting personality is the purpose of human life. In and through all struggles in life, everyone actually wants this only. Everyone actually wants to be jivan muktas only. But unfortunately, they don't know what is the means for it. Then, opposite direction they go. If they don't know, they can sit there only. Instead of going wrong way, if they don't know, they should ask someone. And unfortunately, whomever they ask, they tell only wrong direction. And this is, since he doesn't have a person who can guide him properly, satsanga is absent in his life. Therefore, he goes in a wrong direction. So, in and through all struggles in life, what actually human being wants is this freedom. Freedom from wanting personality, purnatvam, in the other words, security, peace and happiness. Everyone wants to have security, peace and happiness unconditionally. You ask anyone, what do you want? He will tell, I want to be happy, peaceful and secure. When you want to be happy? Morning or evening? Monday or Friday? He will say, always, all the days I want to be. Where you want to be happy? In office or house? In whose presence you want to be happy? In all people's presence, in all situations, in all places. So, always, at all situations, in all places, I want to be happy, peaceful and secure. That means, everyone wants what? Unconditionally, secured, peaceful and happiness. If it is unconditional, unconditional by time, space and situation, naturally it is called eternal. It is called eternal, permanent happiness one wants. Shastra says, if you want to have eternal security, peace and happiness, it should be here and now. Why you are searching? And another question Shastra asks, if it is eternal, can any blessed thing in the creation provide this? Can any blessed thing in the creation can provide eternal security? Can any blessed thing fulfill your condition? Is there any object in the world as eternal? Because it should be eternal, then only it can provide something eternal. Can any person in the world can love you unconditionally? So Shastra says it is not possible. In the entire creation, only one thing is eternal, and that is Bhagavan. Bhagavan alone can love you unconditionally. When we want something eternal and unconditional, how can you struggle to get from temporary objects? How can you get eternal thing from a temporary object, people and situation? From the world, you can never expect unconditional love, security and peace and happiness. No one can love anyone in the creation unconditionally as long as he is an ignorant person and he has a individuality. Because the rule is what? Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. In the first class of the Bhagavatam, I have dealt this. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Everything in the creation is loved for one's own sake. In Bhagavan Sri Ram Krishna's gospel, we come across a small story for this statement. A sadhu was traveling and one person was sitting, young man was sitting with morose face. Sadhu asked, why you are morose? He told, a lot of quarrel in house. So my wife fought with me, so I am morose. Then the sadhu told, all right, quarrel is there. Why you want to stay in house? Come along with me. Become a spiritual seeker. For sadhus, this is proud. They cut their tail. So they want everyone to cut their other's tail off. So he asked, then that young man told, no, they love me. But now and then like this happen. I also love them, they love me. Oh, is it so? They love you. How you know they love you? No, they love me, I know that. Okay. You go through one experiment. And if they prove that they love you, you can stay with your people. And if I prove that they don't love, you have to come with me. Okay? Like that he asked. So he agreed, this person agreed. So the sadhu gave a aushadi, a small medicine, by which the person will appear as though dead. But everything, whatever happens, he can hear. So he took that medicine and he went to house. Within 1 hour, the people in the house found that he is dead. So lot of alagula. Then everybody was crying. Mother was crying, wife was crying, children were crying. By the time again the sadhu entered that house, then asked the mother, why you are crying? My son has passed away. Son has passed away? Oh. Then he asked the wife also. She also told, without him I cannot live. Mother also told, without him I cannot live. Oh, is it so? So I have one mantra. If anybody is ready to exchange their lifespan, by this mantra I can revive this person. Telling that, mother, are you ready to exchange your lifespan? Then mother, the old mother, told, what to do? One son has gone, I have 2 daughters. I have to arrange for their marriage also. One son has gone. At least daughter-in-law is there. Like that, she refused. Then wife was asked. Wife also told, what to do? I have 2 children. He has gone. He has passed away. So I have to take care of these 2 children. Like that, she also refused. Then finally, nobody agreed. The dead body had to be carried away. That person, while lying down, he lay down in odd position, because of which they were not able to take away the dead body. The door was very small, so they had to demolish that wall and make the door bigger. So when they wanted to do that, that old mother comes and shouts, what you are doing? Person is already dead. For his sake, should you demolish this house and wall? No, you cut the leg and hand, which is obstacle to be taken away. You cut the leg and hand like that. When she told, this fellow heard everything, he got up, told, thank you very much, I have understood your limitation. Then he goes along with the sadhu. Sadhus don't say that your family members don't love you, but they say their love is conditional. How can you expect unconditional love from your family members? How can you expect security, peace and happiness unconditionally from society and the objects in the world? When they themselves are in search of security, peace and happiness, how can they provide to you when they don't have? Not that they are cheating, not that family members are cheating, acting as though they are loving, but they cannot love you unconditionally. It is their intrinsic limitation. An ignorant person who has individuality cannot provide you this unconditional love, security, peace and happiness. Since you want them unconditionally, you should go to that source where it is available. And that source is Bhagavan alone, your own real nature. If you are not able to go to Bhagavan now, at least when you get chappal beating, when you get dejection, when you suffer due to conditional love, at least that time you go to him. Because life situations will teach you that you cannot depend upon the creation for your eternal security, peace and happiness. You can transact with the world, with the society, with the objects, but you cannot expect unconditional love or dependence. You can expect food, cloth, shelter. You can expect food, cloth, shelter from the creation, but not the unconditional love. Bhagavan alone can provide unconditional love. And people should know what to ask from whom. Generally, what we ask when you go to Bhagavan, we don't ask unconditional love, security, peace and happiness. What we ask? We ask food, shelter and cloth. All the prayers, you just observe, all our prayers are what? Food, shelter, cloth, that's all. So, even though Bhagavan can provide you whatever you ask, but still, praying for small things is a loss for you. Praying for small things from a big person is a loss for you. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna says, it is like asking pumpkin from a king. When he is ready to make you as a crown, your Raja, you go there and ask pumpkin. And there is a story that a Raja was celebrating Sashtyapta Purti, 60th birthday celebration. So entire country was in jubilant mood. Raja announced that on this day, whoever wants anything which is with me, they can ask. So people thronged to the palace, and one by one, from morning onwards, they were asking. Some asked some gold, some asked some land, money, like that. One young man, who was guided by his own teacher, one young man came to the Raja and he asked, I don't want anything from you, I want you be my guest. Raja agreed because he has given word and it is without expenditure. Others are all asked something, so it was expenditure for him. This one is without expenditure. Raja happily agreed. Then it was announced, 1 month I will be guest in the so-and-so's house, arrange for that. Like that it was announced. As even the Kula Guru heard this promise, immediately he came to Raja and told, you cannot be guest of someone. Unless you are related to someone, you cannot be guest of someone. Oh, is it so? So I will be related to that person. Since I have given word, I will be related to that person. In what way you will be related to that person? Then the Raja told, the boy seems to be very clever and he has someone to teach him what to ask, and seems to be with all future vision of his life. So he is an intelligent person, clever person, guided by another clever person. Therefore, I will give my daughter to him and make him as a Yuvaraja. Because he doesn't have son. So I will make him, my daughter to him, then I will make him Yuvaraja. Dasara says, when Bhagavan is ready to make you Yuvaraja, why you ask pumpkins, food, shelter and cloth from Bhagavan? So, sadhus and scriptures teach you what to expect, what to ask from whom. From world, you can ask for food, shelter, cloth. From Bhagavan, you should ask for Purnatvam. For transactions, you can go to the world. For dependence, you have to go to your own real nature. You have to go to scriptures. You have to go to satsanga. You have to go to Lord. Dependence on Lord or self-knowledge alone is the means for Purnatvam. And Vedantic scriptures alone teach this possibility of gaining Purnatvam, possibility of being eternally secured, peaceful and happy in this very life itself. Mam pratyagatmanam iha avarundhe, Bhagavan says, here itself they discover me as their own real nature. That Purnatvam being eternal and unconditional, it is available here and now. Then the question comes, if it is here and now, why I am in search of it? Scriptures say, you cannot be away from this Purnatvam, which is eternal and unconditional. The distance between you and what you search for is notional distance. Due to ignorance, you don't know it, therefore you are searching for it. You don't know it, that it is there already as your real nature, therefore you search for it. Eternal can never be away from you, either in the sense of distance wise or in the sense of time wise. If it is eternal, it cannot be away from you. It can be away from you in notional way. So therefore the distance between you and the Lord, you and the Purnatvam, you and the unconditional love is what? Notional distance. This distance is removed by self-knowledge and you own up your own Purnatva. Thus, Vedantic scriptures alone point out the possibility of being Purnaha through knowledge here and now. All other religions, theologies and philosophies, what they say? Either they postpone in future time or they say you have to travel, you have to die successfully. Atmajnanam alone can make you to discover the fact you are already full and complete. You are embodiment of love. You are embodiment of unconditional security, peace and happiness. Thus, Atmajnanam being the only means for Purnatvam and Vedanta is only pramanam for Atmajnanam, Bhagavan says, go to Sadhu Sangha. Got the point? Go to Sadhu Sangha. I have given already Shastra with them and I have given Buddhi with you and you have a desire to fulfill yourself. You have a desire to be free from wanting personality. So, desire is there and world gives you a lot of troubles. World is pricking you all the time and you have a desire to be free from the pricks. Then sadhus are there with Shastra and you are there with discrimination power. Somehow or the other, get this Guru Parampara, get this Satsanga. That is the reason this thinking mind is given to human being. Human mind alone has this discriminating capacity to judge oneself as a wanting person, capacity to know what type of pricks come from the world, capacity to desire for freedom and capacity to know what is the means to get that freedom. All those things are given to this mind. This powerful instrument should not be misused or underused. Human mind is very, very powerful with lot of possibilities. What we do, how we use? We use only in finding food, cloth, shelter. All the so-called scientists also, what they are pursuit? Those who study space and astronomy and atoms, what is their study? Food, cloth, shelter, that's all. Savidya ya vimuktiye. That is vidya, pursuit of knowledge, which makes you free. So using this mind only to find food, cloth, shelter is underusing or misusing. Because even rats know how to find out shelter and food. Of course, they are not obliged to dress because their community have decided we will roam here and there without dress. Animals have decided to roam without dress. So their requirement is what? Food and shelter. So ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha samanyam etat pashubhir naranam buddhir hitesham adhiko visheshah buddhir vihina pashubhis saman. This pursuit is the only criterion which differentiates human being from animal. Without spiritual pursuit, any human life is animalistic life, reduced to animalistic life. So this mind should be trained properly, and the training happens here in satsanga, and this mind should be used for higher purposes, to find the Lord who is the source of security, peace and happiness, and to establish relationship with him. Even though you are not able to know him in reality, at least establish relationship with him. That's what Bhagavan says. Animitta bhagavati bhaktihi siddher gariyasi jarayatyashuya kosham nigirnamanalo yatha. By sadhu sangha, one attains purity of mind first. Slowly he gets that devotion, rati, viveka, vairagya and jignasatva, and finally gets this atmajnanam ultimately. This atmajnana rupa bhaktihi is called animitta bhagavati bhaktihi. Nimitta means motive, with motive. Animitta means without any motive. Bhaktihi means devotion. Animitta bhaktihi means devotion without any motive. In Gita, Bhagavan says, four type of people come to me, Arjuna. Among them, jnani is the greatest and grandest person. Rarest, greatest and grandest person. Chaturvita bhajante mam jana sukridino Arjuna, artho jignyasur arthati jnani cha bharadarshava, tesham jnani nitya yuktaha yeka bhaktir vishishyate. There Bhagavan qualifies his bhakti as yeka bhakti. Here Bhagavan qualifies his bhakti as animitta bhakti. Single pointed devotion there. Here, devotion without any motive. Arthaha, a person who is in suffering, comes to the Lord, asks for protection. Then Artharthi comes to the Lord, asks for wealth and other prosperity. Jignyasu also comes to the Lord and asks for Atmajnana or Moksha. But Jnani comes to the Lord, he doesn't ask anything. I think I told this story. Even Bhagavan comes and asks the Jnani, what do you want? Jnani will tell, you please tell what do you want. You have a lot of problem, oh my Lord. You have a lot of problem in Leela standpoint. You have a lot of problem. You have to handle so many Rakshasas, Asuras. Can I help you? I think I told this Sanakadi Rishi. Sanat Kumara told this to Shiva. Should I help you in your Leela? What do you want? So therefore Bhagavan says, this Atmajnana Rupa Bhakti is Animitta Bhagavati Bhakti, and this Jnani alone loves me unconditionally. When all other bhaktas want something from me, Jnani doesn't want anything. Jnani doesn't want even Jeevan Mukti also. Why he doesn't want Jeevan Mukti? Because he has discovered that he is already free. He is Nitya Muktaha. So he is Nitya Muktaha. I should be under slavery at one point of time, then only I can ask for mukti. When I am always nitya mukta, always muktaha, when I am nitya muktaha, where is the question of praying for jivan mukti and videha mukti? So jivan mukti, videha mukti, these are all what? From the standpoint of an ignorant person. So jnani has discovered his nitya muktatva, therefore he doesn't bother about getting Jivan Mukti or Videha Mukti. Bhagavan says, this jnana, Atma jnana, burns all these expectations from this. Expectation of being free also it burns. Why? Because he has discovered already what is the reality. Like fire burns the objects put in it, jnanam burns all his ignorance. Naikatmatame sprahayanti kechit madpada seva bhirata madiha ye anyonyato bhagavata prasajya sabhajayante mama paurushani. These jnanis who are endowed with this highest form of devotion do not aspire even videha mukti. Ekatmata means being one with the Lord, merging with the Lord, becoming Paramatma. These are all the translations they give. So here Bhagavan says that also they don't want. They don't want videha mukti. When Bhagavan Rama asked Hanumanji to follow him to Vaikuntha Loka, what Hanumanji told? No, I don't come. I don't want to come there. Why? I am going to be there eternally. No, I don't want. There you will be as Vishnu only. I want you to be my Rama always. So, why? You don't like Vishnu? Hanumanji says, no, I don't like. Hey, you don't like Vishnu? I don't like Vishnu. Bhavo nanyatra gacchati, he says. In Valmiki Ramayana, Hanumanji says, bhavo na anyatra gacchati. Anyatra means anya rupatra gacchati. My devotion, my bhava doesn't go to other forms of the Lord. Even though I know all the forms belong to only one and the same Lord, but still, my devotion is only for Rama. And moreover, after going to Vaikuntha, what I will do? I cannot shout because it's a silent place. I cannot shout bhajan. I cannot shout Jai Sitaram like that. So I want to hear your glories here itself, and I want to sing your glories as long as possible like that. When he told, Bhagavan blessed him that as long as that Mahapralaya, one Brahmaji's lifespan is called Mahapralaya, huge time span. So up to that time you'll be in the world and bless the humanity. And in Swami Vivekananda's life also we come across this type of assertion. I am ready to born 1,000 births in order to help one human being in finding the Lord, he says. You see, we are telling it is very difficult to manage one birth itself. And we are afraid of getting new birth. This jnani, Swami Vivekananda says, I am ready to born 1,000 births. He says, let me have thousands of births in order to serve my Lord, the only God, the poor and the ignorant. I am the servant of that Lord whom humanity calls because of ignorance, whom humanity calls as human being. I will inspire the humanity everywhere as long as it finds one with the Lord. When the entire humanity will find one with the Lord? When? Only Pralaya. Entire humanity can be, again it is coming, going to come back, but at least temporarily it finds oneness with the Lord. So up to Pralaya, he says, I will inspire. So in scriptures also we come across Anakadi Rishis, Narada Bhagavan, Sapta Rishis. These are all the people, Uddhava, Vyasacharya, these are all the people who are asked by the Lord to stay in the creation with particular individuality. Okay, Sanakadi, Sanat Kumara is not Narada. Narada is not Vyasacharya. So, they have their own particular individuality. These jnanis are called Ishvara Kotis in Brahma Sutra language, Adhikarika Purushas. Brahma Sutra deals about them. Generally, what is our idea about moksha? Once we attain Atma Jnanam, as long as the person's human's lifespan exists, he lives afterwards. Once his body is gone, the person's jivan mukti ended, he attained videha mukti. Scriptures say no. In this sphere he might have given up this body, then he can take another body in other spheres. And not only one body, simultaneously 100 bodies also he can take, it seems. Brahma Sutra deals this. They are called adhikarika purushas. At a time Narada Bhagavan can be here and in Asura Loka, Patala Loka, they can take varieties of forms, and they don't want to attain Videha Mukti or Ekatmata. They want to keep their individuality, which is already falsified by knowledge. And why they want to keep their falsified individuality? In order to participate in the Lord's Leela to help humanity. That is the reason whenever Bhagavan takes avatara, along with him, some people come repeatedly. So, in Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's gospel, we come across a beautiful example for this concept. People were hearing beautiful music on the other side of the wall, and they wanted to know what merriment is going on there, what is the reason for this music party like that. So one person tried to climb, could not do that. Then another person climbed, and as even he peeped inside that side of the wall, he found lot of merriment. Simply he was carried away, jumped that side. So those people who are left this side did not know what is the reason. This will also jump. Then third person climbed that wall and saw a lot of merriment is going on, and this side people are suffering, that side people are with happiness. So he did not jump. He stood on the wall and he was shouting, please come, here nice things are there. You can drink as much as you want, you can drink juice, you can play music like that. So these people who stay on the wall are called Ishvara Kotis. They are with the creation, at the same time they are with the Lord. So here Kapila Bhagavan says, Kechit Bhagavataha Sam Jnanis Madihaha Matpada Seva Abhirataha Me Ekatmatam Naspirhayanti. Though some jnanis who are interested in enjoying my leelas, who are interested in helping the humanity, and who are interested in serving me, who are interested to work out my wishes, they don't want to become one with me. What is the becoming one with me? They are already one with them, with me only, but they don't want to give up that individuality. Then how they spend their life? Bhagavan says, Anyonyato mama paurushani sabhajayante. They delight in singing my glories to each other. They delight in serving me. They delight in participating in my leelas. They delight in working out my wishes. Since they are captivated and absorbed in my enchanting leelas, they talk to each other about my glories, they sing about my beauties and leelas. And Bhagavan says, not only that, they inherit citizenship in various lokas. That's why Narada Bhagavan could go anywhere. Sanakadi Rishis can go anywhere, means what? Free visa is there. Nobody can object. Without visa if you go, they will object. This Trishanga was sent without proper visa by Vishwamitraji. What they did? Simply he was thrown away. So they inherit divine powers and Ashtamaha Siddhis and citizenship in various lokas. They can travel anywhere and everywhere. Kamani Kamarupyanu Sancharan. Taittiriya Upanishad talks this. They can take any form according to their wish. Then the question may come, will they not suffer? Because the entire suffering in samsara is what? Due to individuality. You say that they also have individuality. they are not one with the Lord in absolute manner. They also have individuality. Will they not suffer? At least will they not suffer by Kala Tattva? Old age at least should come. See, when Hanumanji is there from Rama's period, means what? At least now he should be very old. Even he could not move his limbs. So old age problem will not be there. Bhagavan says, no, no, no. Their individuality is falsified. They are jivan apimuktaha, jivan muktaha, not only in this world. Wherever they go, they live as ever free souls. Ishara Koti is they. In Sri Ramakrishna's gospel, we come across Swami Vivekananda, Brahmananda Ji Maharaj, these six people, Ishara Kotis, are mentioned in the gospel. So these jnanis, for whom I am the nearest and dearest, who consider me as their real self, they don't have any problem which are experienced by the ignorant person. Nakargi chin matpara shantarupe nankshenti no me animisho ledhi hetihi yeshamaham priya atma sutasche sakha guruhu suhruto daivamishtam. For them I am Priyaha, Atma, Sutaha, Sakha, Guruhu, Suhrutaha, Ishtam, Deva. For them, I am their own real self. I am their son, friend, teacher, well-wisher and chosen deity. Therefore, no me animisho ledi hetihi na nankshyanti. They are not affected by my powerful weapon called Kala Tattva. What is the greatest weapon in the hands of the Lord? Kala Tattva. Kalo Jagat Bhakshakaha. Kala Tattvam does not have any sway over these jnanis, even though it is powerful weapon of universal destruction. Entire creation is destroyed by this Kala Tattvam, Bhagavan says, but these jnanis are not affected by them. Not only these jnanis are not affected by Kala Tattvam, Kala Tattvam becomes upasechana. Upasechana means pickle, subjivikal na. Yasya brahma kshatram cha ubhe odanaha. The food is entire creation for this jnani. And what is the pickle or vegetable curry? This Kala Tattvam becomes vegetable curry for a jnani. So where is the question of Kala Tattvam swallowing this jnani? Therefore they are not affected by Kala Tattvam. So entire life is a sorrowful one because of Kala Tattvam only. So our old age problems and death and Viyoga, Yoga, Viyoga, everything, arrival, departure, everything because of Kala Tattvam. This Kala Tattvam doesn't affect them. Visrujya sarvan anyascha mamevam vishvato mukam bhajanti ananyaya bhaktya tan rutyor atiparaye. Bhagavan says, those who have this type of ananya bhakti means what? Eka bhakti. Na anya bhakti is called ananya bhakti. Bhakti means devotion or love. Everybody's love has a triangle. The person who loves and the person who is loved and the means by which he loves. Okay. So this triangle is not there. Sadhya, sadhaka, sadhana, bhakti. So this sadhana bhakti is not there and sadhyam also happened to be himself. Therefore there is no sadhana bhakti, that is called ananyaya bhakti. Tan mrityoho atiparaye. Even though they don't want to get videha mukti, at the end of the Brahmaji cycle, I say, all right, my dear children, come. Be one with me. Nanyatra mat bhagavata pradana purusheshwarat atmanasarva bhutanam bhayam tivram nivartate. Everything in the creation has fear of death. everything in the creation is shattered or tortured by this kala tattvam. That's what Upanishad also says, bhishas madvata pavate bhishodeti suryaha mrityur dhavati panchamayati. Even mrityu devata is afraid of mrityu, so they have to vacate their place. So devatas are subject to arrival and departure. That's why we find world conquerors are dead and gone. Where they are now? If you take mythology, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, they are all world conquerors. Not one world, three world conquerors. And if you take history, Hitler, Mussolini, so many other fellows were there. Hearing their name, entire creation got fear. Alexander, where they are now? Where there is their parampara, lineage, where their lineage? So, all have been swallowed by this kala tattva. Bhartrihari says, all the emperor's glorious life became two-line information in history book. All the emperor's glorious life, Ashoka the Great, Alexander the Great, how much you know about them? Only two lines. And Indian history book, it is 1.5 lines. At least other history books, it may be some 2-3 lines. So they have become an object who can be known by museums and history books. And the buildings, palaces which they built have become houses for bats, Bhartrihari says. You go to any palace, who are they? Bats are living, you cannot enter, stinking smell will be there. But same Rajas, when they built temples, no bats there. Still going on. This Rajaraja Chola's palace, we don't know where it is. But he built a temple and dedicated to the Lord. The temple is there in Tanjavur, more than 1,000 years. Where he lived, where was his palace, we don't know. The Tanjavur Mahal Palace, now people are seeing, na, that's not built by Rajaraja Chola, it was built by Sarbhoj Maharaja. That's why our culture, our people are more intelligent. Anything connected with eternal thing will live as eternal. And in the creation, Bhagavan is the only thing which is eternal. So whatever I give to the eternal will be eternal. The Raja might have thought, if I give a diamond necklace to my queen, it will disappear. If the same diamond necklace is given to Ananta Padmanabha and Mahalakshmi, it will stay. Ananta Padmanabha is lying with lot of money. Thiruvananthapuram, Ananta Padmanabha Swami is the richest person in the world. So people are not able to find out how much richness it is. Understood? So Bhartrihari says, the palaces have become houses for bats. All the empires has become mud-covered villages. The capitals of the empire have become mud-covered villages. We come across Pataliputra. Great capital. Now you go Bihar and see Patna. Dungeon place it is. So, everything is subject to arrival and departure, swallowed by kala tattva. But jnani alone lives eternally, being identified with eternal entity due to ananya bhaktihi. With eternal entity, jnani alone lives eternally. Those who live for temporary things, those who live with temporary thing, become temporary. Those who live for eternal entity, those who live with eternal entity, live eternally. Here Bhagavan says, Hrithatmanaha hrithapranascha bhaktihi anichyato me gatim anvim prayunte. At the end of Brahmaji's lifespan, they also get videha mukti, even though they don't want. Identifying oneself with eternal entity is the highest attainment in human life. Then the question naturally comes, how to gain this highest attainment? Bhagavan says, already I have told you, mother, go to satsanga. That's why our teacher Acharya used to say, all priests promote tourism. In Tamil Nadu, these buswalas will stand and they will shout, Kumbakonam, 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 like that they will shout. That means what? Whoever is interested to go to Kumbakonam, please get inside this bus. Similarly, every temple, every priest shouts like anything. Vaikuntha Ekadeshi day, Vaikuntha, 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 Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Ekadeshi day, Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha. Just because you enter one door, you think that you will get the Lord? And in one of the Jyotirlinga Kshetra, when we went, I think, one of the Jyotirlinga Kshetra, there was a small cave type. So there the priest told, anybody who enters this attains Shivaloka, but entry fees is 10 rupees. Jyotirlinga Kshetra in Maharashtra. So that person appearing as well-read person. Then I told him, hey, is this the purpose of your scriptural knowledge? Is this the purpose of your knowing the mantras and doing puja? You are worshipping the Lord who is manifested in Jyotirlinga Kshetra. For 10 rupees you can fool the society. And he felt very bad. I told, if you want money, you ask Bhagavan, he will give plenty. Don't do this. So in every religion you can see these tourism promoters. So in Islam you take, unless you come to the so-and-so, you will not get to heaven. And again another Semitic religion, Christianity said, unless you come to this side, you will not get. My God is in heaven, but your heaven is not his heaven. My God is in better heaven. And this person says, my God is in another better heaven. What do you get there? What do you get there? Same types of sophisticated sense pressures, nothing else. So all priests, all religions, all theologies preach what? Tourism. Sadhus alone can say to the humanity that these are all small things. Compared to your real nature, compared to your qualification to get something, from that standpoint, these are all very small. Neither underuse your capacity nor undervalue the giver. He is ready to make you as Yuvaraja. And you have the capacity to be the Yuvaraja. Neither you underuse your faculty nor undervalue the Bhagavan. So this is told by whom? Only by sadhus. That's why Kapila Bhagavan says, Kapila Bhagavan is teaching his mother and he could have given that Atma Jnanam. He says, please go to sadhus. Please go to sadhus. I described this. Why he might have told this? Because you may not have Shraddha in my teaching. Being overpowered by filial love, motherly love, you may think that my son is talking nice things. This is the fact with every mother, you know. My son is talking nice things. You may not have that Guru Bhava towards me. Therefore, you may miss the bus, miss the teaching. If you miss the teaching, go to sadhus. That is the way. Go to satsanga. Yetava neva lokesmin pumsam nishcheya sodayah tivrena bhakti yogena manohamayarpitam stiram jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yogena yoginah kshemaya padamulam me pravishyanti akuto bhayam. Akuto bhayam me padamulam pravishyanti. Every seeker attains my padamulam. The padamulam means what? That state which is free from fear of death. Akuto bhayam means without any fear of death. Me padamulam pravishyanti. ಹೂ ಪ್ರವಿಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯೋಗಿನಃ ಪ್ರವಿಶ್ಯಂತಿ. ಸೀಕರ್ಸ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಮೀ, ಹೌ ದೇ ಅಟೈನ್ ಮೀ, ಜ್ಞಾನ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯ ಯುಕ್ತೇನ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗೇನೆ. ವಿವೇಕ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯ ಯುಕ್ತೇನ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗೇನೆ ದೇ ಅಟೈನ್ ಮೀ, ಹೌ ಕ್ಷೇಮಾಯ ಪ್ರವಿಶ್ಯಂತಿ. ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಗೈನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ಗೈನ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್ ಬೈ ಸತ್ಸಂಗ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದಿ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೀಕರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಷರ್ಸ್, ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ಇಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಡೆಡಿಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಅಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಮೀ. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಮದರ್, ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟು ಸಾಧು ಸಂಘ. ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಸಾಧು ಸಂಘ, ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಸಾಧು ಸಂಘ ಎನಿ ಅಮೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ ಯು ಡೂ, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ವೆಂಕಟಾಚಲಪತಿ ಟೆಂಪಲ್, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮನಿ ದೇ ಪುಟ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ನ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೇಮ್ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಸೇಮ್ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್, ಐ ಗಿವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ, ಐ ಗಿವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ. ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಫಿಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲಾಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇ, ದೆನ್ ಲಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆಂಕಟಾಚಲಪತಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಅಪ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಇಯರ್, ಐ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಯು 5% ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಓನ್ಲಿ ಐ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಮೈ ಆಲ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್, ಸಡನ್ಲಿ CBI ಕೇಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗಾನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೈ. ಸೊ ವೆಂಕಟಾಚಲಪತಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಎ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ ಪುರುಷ. ಡೈಟಿ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಡೈಟಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಎನಿವನ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ ಪುರುಷ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಫಂಡ್ ಯು ನೋ. ಸೊ ಧರ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹೂಮ್? ಸಾಧು. ಸಾಧು ಸೆಲ್ಲೋನ್ ಸೇ ಹೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಧರ್ಮ. ಮಾರಲ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಂಡೇಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾಂಡೇಟ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಂಡೇಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ್, ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಮೂವ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್ ಈವನ್ ಅನ್ ಇಂಚ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೈಫ್ ವಿ ಕಮ್ ಅಕ್ರಾಸ್ ನ ಫೆಲೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಡ್ರಂಕ್ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ದಿ ರಿವರ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ನೈಟ್ ಅವರ್ಸ್, ದಿ ಸ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಬೋಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ರೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಬೋಟ್. ಹೋಲ್ ನೈಟ್ ದೇ ರೋಲ್ ರೋಲ್ ರೋಲ್, ದೆನ್ ಫೈ ದೇ ಗಾಟ್ ಟೈರ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಲೆಪ್. ವೆನ್ ದೇ ವೋಕ್ ಅಪ್ ದೇ ಸಾ ವೇರ್ ದೇ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದೇರ್, ದೆನ್ ದೇ ಫೌಂಡ್ ದ ಬೋಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಂಕರ್ಡ್, ದೇ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಲೀಸ್ ದಟ್ ರೋಪ್. ಧರ್ಮ ಶುಡ್ ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಫ್, ದೆನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ರಿಯಲ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೇ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್, ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಆಲ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ವಾಟ್ ಚೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ಸ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಲ್ಪತರು, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಟು ಯು. ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಟೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ದಿಸ್, ಸಾಧು ಸೊಂಡಿ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ದಿಸ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಟು ಯು ನಾ, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ಟು ಯು ಥ್ರೂ ಸಾಧುಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ಸಾಧುಸ್, ಸೊ ಹೀ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಟು ಯು, ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಫಾಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ರೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್, ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ 1 crore rupees ಗಾನ್. ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ರೈ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ದಟ್ ಡೇ ಪೂಜಾರಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್, ಪೂಜಾರಿ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್, ಪೂಜಾರಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಸಮ್ ದಕ್ಷಿಣ, ಸಾಧುಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ರೈಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ ಹಸ್ ಫಾಲನ್ ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಸಾಧುಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಟೆಲ್, ಪೂಜಾರಿ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಓ ರೈಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಫಾಲನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ಫುಲ್, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಪೂಜಾರಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ನೌ ಐ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ 2 crore rupees, ಯು ಕುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಎಟ್ ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ವಿತ್ ಹ್ಯುಮ್ಯಾನಿಟಿ ವಿತ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೊ ಧರ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಕಲ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್. ಅವರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಕಲ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. So Kapila Bhagavan concludes the teaching that by sadhu sangha one will understand the purpose of life, means to get that end in life. And now Mother Devahuti will ask, what are all other means to get this knowledge? Because only one option given means troublesome one. Naturally, human mind wants some varieties. So what are all other means for this freedom? When she asks, Kapila Bhagavan said, there is no other means. Only this is the mean. If you are not qualified for this, qualify yourself. To qualify, there are varieties of means, and those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shochanam Drunam Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jivanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.